Now, one of the biggest races that we're looking at here in North Texas is the District 26 congressional seat. Congressman Michael Burgess retiring, so the seat's open. One side, you got Brandon Gill. Now, he's a 30-year-old Republican from Flower Mound. He's made a name for himself by being kind of a ride-or-die guy with former President Trump. On the other hand is retired Naval Officer Ernest Lineberger. He's an engineer from Carrollton. He's running on the Democratic ticket. And he is joining us now right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Hi, good to be here. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So this district we know is pretty solidly red. So what made you decide to run in this one?
Okay, so maybe 6 years ago, I started getting calls from different candidates, asking for money. And I just thought that was really cool. And I started following, more closely the specific people in the races. And November 7th of last year, I went to a candidate forum to see who might be running in our district, because after the 2020 redistricting, we had nobody run for the Democrats last year for this seat. And I was disappointed again to find out that nobody was running. So I'm a retired naval officer. I've been at Texas Instruments for the last almost 29 years now, and was looking at retiring again and wondering what was I going to do with myself. And I said, to stop the atrophy of the Democratic Party, we need to have a candidate so people will come out and vote and get energized, especially at the House level, with it being just a small Republican majority. If we can take one more seat back, we should. And I think my qualifications, I could go over a bunch of them, but I just led a life of service and dedication to the country. I was a nuclear power officer on board the USS Nimitz, helping make that go, and continued to serve until I retired in 95. And while I've been here in the Dallas area for the last 29 years, I've tried to be a person of service, doing all different kinds of projects. I was a hospice volunteer for a time and a reading mentor in schools, and helping assemble wheelchair ramps for different people. And I just don't know that my opponent has any of that kind of service mentality. And I don't appreciate President Trump's policies. I was really embarrassed as an American to know that we were separating children from their families at the border and not even keeping track to try to reunite them later. The slow to approve more funding for weapons for Ukraine while people were dying on the battlefield, trying to protect their democracy there as a first line of defense against our democracy here. There are just so many things. I'd like to balance the federal budget and start knocking down that $35 trillion debt that we have. And the Republicans can't do it because they can't agree amongst themselves when they have a majority. So there's just so much to be done. I would really like to restore some civility in Congress to make a better example for people to live by. I think we've just gotten too bitter with each other.
Kind
of a long answer for a short question.
That's no problem, no problem. You talked a little bit about this. I heard you speak a little bit that you're not going to be completely like some of your colleagues. You're going to work with anyone. And in Washington, you kind of mentioned it, bipartisanship seems to be like a dirty word.
No. I mean, Colin Allred has worked is he like the number one bipartisan person in Congress? And he got us that VA hospital in Garland. Bipartisan is how you get things done. Should I get the honor to serve this district and go to Congress, and maybe I come up in the hallway with Marjorie Taylor Greene or Matt Gaetz or any of those high personalities, I'm not going to sneer and turn away or anything. I'm going to salute them for their service, say thank you for what you've done so far. Now, let's you and I look at our want to do list and see if there's anything that comes close that we can start to work on. Maybe you'd like to balance the budget. I know I'd like to, and see where we can communicate and compromise. I don't think the fighting benefits anybody, certainly not our constituents.
And you're out on the campaign trail. I know you've been talking to some residents there in Collin County and others. Talk a little bit about what issues you're hearing the most about.
Yes. One of the number one issues is fear. As you knock on the door, some people won't open the door and they'll say, are you a Republican or a Democrat? And I'll say, well, I'm a Democrat. And I actually don't publish that too much in my literature because I want people to read about me and say, oh, yeah, I agree with him on this, 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 and then find out I'm a Democrat. But anyway, they'll finally like, okay, I'll open my door for a Democrat. They're just afraid. And I think there's just been the rhetoric. I've been sitting in the parking lot for the last 10 days here, poll greeting people as they come and go to the Carrollton Library. And there's a group of Republicans here, too. And they really are the sweetest people. They're helping me. I'm helping them. You know, if there's anything we need, it's kind of mutual support, parking lot life out here. And I don't think everybody sees that because of the speeches with the horrible things that are being said. I do not agree with the Republican candidates. Don't let me get you wrong. But the Republican people in general are, you know, they're nice people. A lot of times they just see the issues different than I do, or maybe they're more emphasize, you know, one of the angles. You know, you make your own decisions on how you come out on the issues.
Gotcha.
But anyway, so I think fear is like one of the biggest issues. And like when you ask them a simple question like, well, it sounds like you're really pro our policies and my candidacy. Would you like a yard sign? Oh, no, I don't dare let my neighbors know that, or I don't want to offend them and rile them up or something. So that is something we need to address. And part of that, I think, is the disinformation that goes around. That's just horrible in my view, because there are good people trying to make the best decision in this election based on a lot of mis or even disinformation.
Yeah.
And I just think that's one of the worst forms of voter suppression.
That is Ernest Lineberger. He is running for congressional seat, District 26. That's going to be Congressman Michael Burgess's old seat. Thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it. Now, we did want to add that we did reach out to Brandon Gill's campaign, have not heard back yet.